Egyptian voters overwhelmingly approved changes in the constitution, opening the way for parliamentary and presidential elections within months. Charles Collins has this report.
The results are likely to open a frenzied campaign season, with different factions scrambling to put together political parties to contest the upcoming races. The parliamentary and presidential elections are key because the next legislature and government are to lead the process of wider change, including likely drawing up a new constitution. Many of those who led the wave of popular protests that ousted President Hosni Mubarak on February 11th want a radically new document that would break the total hold that the presidency held over government during Mubarak's rule. This woman explained her hopes to Al Jazeera Television.
These amendments are just temporary, so we can get back to normal and there can be security in the country. Everything now is transparent. We'll get a new constitution and a new president before long.
Those who supported a no vote in the referendum fear the swift timetable could boost the Muslim Brotherhood and members of the former ruling party. This included the country's minority Coptic Christians, most of whose leaders urged a no vote. Christian-Muslim clashes this month left at least 13 people killed and more than 100 others wounded in the worst sectarian clashes in years. I'm Charles Collins.